Blog Talk Radio.
This VHS?
Yeah, this is me. What's up?
Oh, shit. Cooler. Decided to do this radio show shit. You probably don't know, but I used to do radio, like, way back, like, early. Probably, like, I stopped in, like, 2010 or some shit.
Yeah.
I'm kind of a big deal. I used to get, like, I interview, like, a lot of popping people and shit and whatnot.
Oh, damn, I appreciate that shit then, because, I didn't think I was popping like that.
Oh, yeah, man. Shoot, man, you be putting that work in, man.
I appreciate that.
Yeah, like, I always, like, you one of the people, like, another person, like, I always enjoy seeing, like, all the local photographers put out dope shit. Like, I like everything you do, like, from, like, the editor to like the ideas and shit that you put out.
Yeah, that's real. I really appreciate that, for real, for real.
Yep. What made you decide to get in photography?
As a little kid, I always liked photography. I like taking pictures just to see myself and see things in a different light, kind of. So I took a class in college, and I barely passed that mug, but so it made me appreciate photography because it wasn't something I was good at. So it pushed me to get better. And I think that's just what fueled me.
The crazy thing about me is I actually wanted to do video first. And I was like, man, I just looked at it and was like, I don't know, this seems kind of hard for me. Like, my homeboy would tell me how long it would take him to edit a video. I'm like, shit, let me fuck around with these photos.
Then people want videos for free, too, which be crazy because how much work goes into it.
Hell yeah, like, this shit ain't just no overnight shit. I mean, I know there are some people that can edit a video in one day, but shoot, still though, how long in that one day are you working?
Right.
And why not? Yep, cause, yeah, I've only been doing it for like maybe 4 years now.
What got you into it?
Oh, that was really it. I didn't want to do video because it seemed too hard. So I was like, let me do this because I always enjoyed looking at photos, like even like from just simple commercial ads to like full blown out big project like photo shoots.
Yeah,
like I done seen like a lot of stuff. I'm like, dang, like. I seen some shit where this dude shot a girl underwater, and it was like by this abandoned ship and shit. I was like, dang, that I'd probably never be able to do nothing like that. But
right,
because everything the way he described it, he was like, he had to find people that could hold lighting that, like, basically everybody had to be professional scuba divers at the same time, good at lighting, and the model he found had to be able to hold their breath for a long time, and all that.
Yeah, that's some
like,
next level shit.
All we do is just take photos.
Right.
I always say this. I think it's more of a talk.
Did you see the Drake shit with the awards?
Hello?
Can you hear me?
I can now.
Oh.
Yeah, I was saying hello and stuff.
Let me see if anybody else called it.
How you feel about that Drake getting the nomination for Back?
I mean, it's kind of expected, honestly. I think, like, this year, it don't matter. Drake was going to get a Grammy off one of his songs, regardless.
Yeah.
So, that, well, be nominated at least, so. It's not surprising at all.
I mean, but I didn't expect it to be for, like, Back to Back. I thought maybe Hotline Bling.
That especially. Now, that over anything.
Yeah.
But I think they just want to give, I don't know, everybody in the media seem kind of against whoever Drake against. Like, that Meek Mill situation blew up. It was more than just rappers and stuff involved. It was big companies. So I think that's the Grammys' way of trying to shit on Meek Mill still. I don't know.
Yeah.
I might be overthinking it, though.
Now that nigga might be going to jail. So it's like, God damn.
Yeah, that shit is crazy.
Like,
I heard the nigga put water in the pee instead of pee.
Oh, that's why he's growing?
No, I heard he I think so. It's one of them. It's like I think he went back to test again and he had water in his pee. I'm not sure. I don't want to lie.
Shoot, I don't even know. All I saw was the headline. There was no details behind it. Other than that, all I seen is Nicki Minaj testify for him in court. But other than that, shit.
Yeah,
it sucks for that boy this year.
This is not his year.
What type of camera do you
use? I use a Nikon D3300.
Oh, so you one of the real niggas, man. You ain't on the Canon team.
Nah, I had a Canon at first.
Man, the Canon I had first wasn't even respectable. I had a power shot. Like, boy, I think that had like $50 or $40. I was about to get the T2i, but I was like, let me fuck with Nikon real quick. I got the D3100.
Yeah, you which one you prefer, Nikon?
Yeah, because it's like, I mean, I really don't have a problem with either, because like, I shot with my homie the T3i before. I like how the color look on that one.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, I like both, but like, I really can't decide. Like,
I think I like Nikon just a little bit more.
Yeah.
But it could be biased because, I don't know, I love this camera.
And I think it's more Nikon's or more. Huh?
I just think, like, the quality is better on the Nikon overall.
Yeah. Because, like, that's their main focus is photos. Canon is trying to do video and photos.
Yeah.
And it's like, plus, like, when it comes to the settings and buttons on it, like, it's more easier to maneuver a Nikon to me, at least.
Man, Nikon had me backwards.
You know what?
I said Nikon had me backwards. I was used to using a Canon, and everything, like, reversed on each one of them.
Yeah. Kind of like with the Canon, don't you have to push, like, two buttons at the same time to change the aperture?
Yeah.
I think. I'm not sure. I'm not sure if that's on all of them. But, yeah, and I was like, I mean, like I said, that's what I almost got, but I just ended up switching towards Nikon. And everybody I know got Canon and they be talking shit.
All the time.
You use Photoshop?
Yeah, that's my main source to edit.
Okay. Do you ever feel like you're going to learn everything in Photoshop? Because it's like, that's why I see something new every day.
Man, I haven't learned enough.
Yeah.
It's like, it's so much you can do in Photoshop, and it's crazy.
Yeah, because, like, I've seen people do the skin wraps for cars on there. All they got to do is pull up, like, the blueprints of the car.
Mm-hmm.
I'm like, dang, I didn't know you could do it. I thought there were specific programs for that.
Yeah.
Like, to do stuff for cars. I've seen people just literally build stuff from scratch on there. And make me wonder, like, what... How long would it take you to learn everything in there?
Right, how did you even come, like, who was the first person to do the shit? Like, how they come up with that? It's so much in Photoshop that people do, and it's like, what the fuck are you thinking, or like, how?
Yeah. I like Lightroom. I like Lightroom. Feels like it seems more simpler than Photoshop.
Yeah, Lightroom really does aim specifically for photo editing. Photoshop is like everything.
I feel like when I look at your stuff, I feel like you could do like more than like just a photography. Like, do you fuck around with graphic design?
Yeah, I'm about to go to school for graphic design, actually. I was gonna go for photography, but it's like I done developed my own style or whatever now, and I got the hang of things for the most part. I don't think I should go pay money to for people to tell me how they think I should take pictures.
Exactly. Everybody always pressured me to go to photography school. But I feel like I already know enough to, like, know what I need to do.
Only reason to really go is to get, like, a license.
Yeah. It's crazy. Like, now I got to ask you this, bro. Have you ever used your photography to get in certain events for free?
Yeah. But I didn't just pull up and be like, oh, no, I'm a photographer. It's like, they'll know beforehand I was coming.
Yeah. I was tempted to do that for when Tory Lanez came around here. I was like, ah, but chill.
Yeah, my name not big enough to get events for free no more.
I mean, but
it gotta
be something
small.
I mean, not entirely, because like we're photographers, like we're like media, so like they want us in there to take pictures of like they venue and who they got in there. So it's like most of the time we'll be straight.
Yeah,
who doesn't like free photos?
I know
but
a lot of places are tripping though.
Oh, that sucks.
Like they'll be like, "Yeah, you can't bring your camera in here. It's only for the photographers that's on stage." Like, and that's a lot of stuff now.
Yeah. The only time I ever really got shut down was I was with my homie, and we was going to Avenue when Chris Brown was there.
Yeah.
And they was like, yeah, no cameras. And I had to run all the way to the car. And I was
that hurt.
Yeah, like, and I think we parked, like, way down the street across. Like, I thought, shoot. I was mad because one of my other homeboys who was, like, the photographer for the promoter at that club, he was in there snapping him. I was like, damn, should have hit this nigga up. What made you decide, like, you know, cause I seen some stuff where you would change, like, the colors of, like, the grass or the street.
Yeah.
And, what made you decide, like, to do, like, that kind of stuff?
So, I just played around with it one day. Yeah, so I realized, like, it enhanced the picture. So I really went in and worked on blending it right and everything. Then I was like, sure, they look different from anybody else, though. And I want to be different, so why not?
Yeah, man, because that's the one thing I've been, like, chasing is trying to find, like, my thing that would separate me from everybody else.
Yeah.
But, like, I feel like maybe. What were you about to say?
Oh, I was about to say, with just editing, though, it'd be easy to develop your own style. if you just keep working at it, really, instead of just trying to sit up and think, just actually think and create at the same time.
Yeah, because it's like every time I think I'm doing something different, I turn around and see somebody on that same shit. I'm like, damn.
Yeah, I think mixing different elements of different things help create something new, though.
Yeah. I mean, one thing I do is, like, I mean, I'm pretty sure Eric Photographer does this as well. Like, I mean, at some places that you think wouldn't be shoot-worthy, but
mm-hmm.
in the pictures you wouldn't even be able to tell.
Yeah, that's rare. A lot of photographers don't do that. You can tell where they at. They don't crop off the right things.
Yeah. One thing I get abused for is every girl, like, I don't know if you've seen, like, my, you know, the railroad pictures
yeah.
I be posting. Every girl
mm-hmm.
wants to hit me up about that. Like, people be thinking I ain't doing nothing sometimes, but that's all I can get up for, and I'll be wanting to post that, like, all the time. Like, I'm probably at a good 40, probably 50 railroad photo shoots. Alone.
That's
like,
crazy.
Cause every girl said they ain't never did the railroad. They want to do it with me. I'm like, alright. Like, I'm at that point. Like, usually I be showing love on certain shit, but like,
yeah,
I'm never showing love for the railroad. Like, cause I'm tired of seeing it now. It's like, like, I know, like, every angle, like all the poses I hate girls to do.
He's just a railroad man.
I know, like, because all these times, though, like, have you done, like, any studio shoots?
The first shoot I ever did was a studio shoot, and I was trash as fuck.
Oh,
I didn't know what the fuck to, like, I knew what to do, but everything was still new to me. So I got some great shots, but looking back on it now, I feel like I could have did way better. Not my house.
Yeah. And my first studio shoot was better than my second one. That's the crazy thing about it. And my second one, my photos looked real washed, and I was like, I need to go back to square one. And, but, like, I like studio because it's, like, it's convenient. Like, I was just saying, I'm thinking about setting one up at the crib. Like, if I do that, shoot, I'm going to be, like, a 24-hour studio shit.
Yeah.
So, like, I'm like, oh, you want to come this time? All right, bet. I'm here and whatnot, because it's like, you could do anything in there. I mean, I know it's probably going to get boring eventually, but
limitless.
You said what?
Oh, I said it's limitless. Like, you just got nothing but time and free studio space.
A lot of people be amazed how many people got their own studios out here. Like, there's this real dope one in Grand Prairie.
Mm-hmm.
Like, I forgot the name of it. My homeboys showed me there. So, like, I like they whole setup. Like, they kind of strict,
have you,
though.
Have you been to the one on Royal Lane?
What's it called?
Damn, I have no idea. But they had, like, a media room, a green room, a white room, parking garage.
Nah, I probably haven't. The only ones I've really been to is the 500X. Yeah, that's the only one, really. All the other ones closed down that I went to before that. That's the only one that's still open. Have you ever took pictures at a fashion show?
Just recently. I don't really like the feel of it, though. Because I don't really got that much control over what they doing. So it's like you got to be on your toes getting it into action.
Yeah. And so I'm like, how you feel? Do you like doing photography, though, or do you like strictly photo shoot?
Can you repeat that?
I said, do you like strictly doing photo shoots, or do you like doing event work and what?
Ooh, both. I like both equally, honestly.
Yeah, I'm kind of saying, depending on what it is. Like, I like shooting artists, like artists that actually perform, not just standing on the stage doing nothing.
Yeah.
Like, I like to shoot like a Waka Flocka or some shit. I know he's gonna get the shots I want. Or Travis Scott. You know, Travis Scott be lit.
Man, yeah, like Travis Scott, I really want to shoot with him.
Man, that'd be so dope.
I just think he'll be an asshole about it. That's really why I haven't, like, tried to pursue that or try to make it happen.
I would hate for that to happen to somebody I really want to shoot. They end up being somebody I don't like.
Man, that's like if Wiz Khalifa end up not being a cool nigga that I think he is, that was so.
Man, I like to shoot that nigga Kanye, like when he on his Yeezy and shit with the mask and stuff.
Ah, yeah.
Like that shit.
I bet that shit's so exclusive, though, to get a media pass.
Yeah, yeah.
Hey, bro, I'm about to. Hello?
You said what?
Yeah, I'm about to go. I got somewhere to be.
Okay. Yeah, shoot. You good. This is like supposed to be like a test run. Cause I'm about to bring my show back in the beginning of January and whatnot. So yeah, I appreciate you helping me out with this, huh?
Yeah, there's nothing. My bad. Next time I'm gonna have nothing to do, and we got it.
Oh, you all good? I didn't think we was talking that long. It's about to be over because you know it only lasts 30 minutes. But yeah, I appreciate you calling in, man.
Yeah, bro, it's nothing.
Yep. All right.
Oh yeah. Yeah. Got a girl named Mika in Chicago. Another one named Patrice in Toronto. Little mama named Nana up in Utah. Got a girl named Maria down in New York. I told her, give me something good, I might come back. I snap my fingers, they be on me just like that. They know the way that I'm living ain't right. You just another girl and this is just another night. Yeah. Horses in the stable. Horses in the stable. Yeah. That I can ride. Oh, many times. Yeah. Horses in the stable. Horses in the stable. Yeah. That I Little baby named Pam, goddamn. Got a bitch named Nikki Pussy, like quicksand. Suck me in, Catherine and Katrina. We met in Catalina. Took it down that night, was the last time I seen her. Told her, give me something good, I might come back. I snap my bangers, they be on me just like that. They know the way that I'm living ain't right. You're just another girl and this is just another night. Oh yeah, horses in the stable. Horses in the stable.